You know, in studying dead extant animals, I'm at a really interesting crossroads because I think there's a lot of funding for people who want to go to museum collections and look at fossils. I think people can get really excited about fossils and paleontological research, and there's a good amount of funding to apply for there. And there's a smaller but equally passionate subset of people who are really interested in live animal biomechanics. So if you're putting animals on a treadmill, there are people who will give you funding to do that. But waving around dead animals in an x-ray field, that's a weird niche. There's not really a large group of support for that. So for this project, I was lucky enough to get a Sigma Xi grant in aid of research, so just a small pot of money for graduate students. But yeah, I think when we're able to communicate our research questions to people and there are grants that we're eligible for applying to, people get really excited about the questions we're asking, and our funding rates are pretty high. It's just a matter of finding something that we're able to apply to. That's a challenge. And of course, with NSF cutting the doctoral dissertation improvement grant for graduate students, a large source of money that many morphologists and paleontologists and other graduate students would have gone to is just not an option anymore. So that will be a challenge for sure.